Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II coming to you with the Ralph Winterow Show. I may have some problem reading here. I woke up this morning, and I'm out of fuel oil. So now I got to try to raise $500 so I can get fuel oil again. Luckily, it's fairly warm up here now. And I couldn't believe it. My contact come out during I've had it happen a couple times in my lifetime. My contact came out, and I don't have any more spares, so I found another one, but it doesn't work as good as the other contact, so I may be a little slow on the reading here, but so I got to come up with the money to get some spare contacts, too. Anyway, an interesting morning. Golly gee whiz, I woke up and says, what the hell happened? Did the black cloud land in my house? Anyways, this is exciting times. These crazy Democrats, I can't wait. They're floundering with just total out. It's off the wall, out of reality stuff that's going on. I just can't wait till the indictments come. And I think Mr. Barr, or AG Barr, is the man. I think he's going to do it. And hopefully, I've never been a great fan of Lindsey Graham, but Senator Lindsey Graham, but hopefully he's going to do something too instead of just spouting. So it's about damn time up there. I mean, we got to get a rule of law in this country or we're going to lose it. I see these two Muslims, God Almighty, up there in Congress. People don't understand it's a theocracy. Islam is a theocracy. You cannot have a constitution of the several states and the Constitution of the United States. It's the supreme law. It can't work that way. This is like the old what people left England for when the Catholic Church was trying to control everybody in England, put them under the Pope, under the Catholic Church. That's a theocracy. And you can see that. I mean, I don't like people to wake up. Go look at any Islamic country. Tell me you'd like to have a government like that. It shocks the conscience. I don't know why people can't see it. They have a caliphate, that type of country that's ruled in a caliph or whatever they call him. The guy that he's supposed to be the agency or the guy that's left of a Muhammad down there. And they want the 12th Imam to come back because they think that's the Christ, like we do for the Christian side. And we're all going to have prayer rugs and be doing five prayers a day and all this other nonsense. Sheesh. I mean, look at the havoc that two of these Muslims have caused. And then the one up in Minnesota Let's see, AG, I don't know what's wrong with those people in Minnesota. God, oh, frickin' mighty, they elect this guy that's a Muslim. He has on his homepage, if you look for it, that he's there to protect the people of Minnesota from Trump. That's his job? You got to be kidding me. And to put it on a homepage. I don't know what to say anymore. It's just, it boggles all logic. The Democratic Party is nothing more than a party of Satan. Baphomet. The old half-head, half-goat, half-guy, half-man guy. I don't know what to say. And we got enough Republicans on the other side, too. I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean, God almighty, it's just... shocks the conscience. But that's all right. As Mr. Barr, as he's doing some stuff up there, well, guess what? We're going to be doing stuff, too. Have finally found a way to sue a judge or anybody else. And I'm going to be going over that in great detail today. And when they got the first case, and that case is in the District of the United States, District Court of the United States. We put that on the summons, but what they do in the federal courts, and I'll get to this more in detail, they sign and seal it, the summons, with the United States District Court and the clerk. But the judge in that kangaroo court does not put a seal on his judgments, but the Supreme Court has said that whatever court the summons or the court that it starts under, then the signature of the judge, that's evidence of his office in that court. So in other words, when it starts off in the United States District Court, especially on the federal, they do sign and seal them, then that judge is operating under United States District Court, his quote office, if you will, which I'm going to get into in great detail, because this is really critical. Now, we have a way to go after these guys, like what is going to be happening with the indictments. It's, the tables are turning. I'm tired of being on the defensive. I want to attack and attack some more. And I found a way through it, and I can prove it. And it's been there all along. That's what's even more frustrating is when this stuff is there. But I guess, I don't know, you can, the information's there. But somehow, well, it doesn't compute yet. And maybe it's not time for it to happen. I don't know. Maybe it takes experience. Because, God almighty, I've had my butt handed to me so many times in cases I could win now. But I just didn't know enough. But you have to... Bottom line is, you don't win by sitting on the sidelines. Robert in California, good. You got a question or comment?
Well, yeah, Mr. Winterow, I've been listening to your show for
Ain't no misters here, just a Ralph.
I know. Mister makes me look around for my dad, too. You've been talking a whole lot about the citizenship thing, and I've been listening to your show for, I guess, about a year and a half now, maybe a little more. And yep. I've got a very pertinent question for you as to where I stand. Okay. I threw away all my ID. I mailed back my Social Security card about 12 years ago with a letter of intent that I didn't want to sign any of their contracts, and I was thus rescinding any signature that I ever had. And I just mailed it back to them. I never heard a response. And I threw away my driver's license, my ID, everything. And I've not had a bank account, an ID, Social Security card, nothing for 12 years. So where does that put me?
How do you transfer any money without any sort of an ID? You can't even get use postal money orders, which is what I do.
No, I still use cash. That works.
Yeah, I know, but the people don't pay in cash. So do you work? I understand.
Yes, they do. Oh, no, okay. No, people still pay in cash. Believe me, okay. People still pay in cash. They pay in cash.
So you've got somebody that's paying you in cash then?
No, I'm entrepreneurial. I work for myself. I do mostly fiberglass. I live on a sailboat. I'm basically self-contained. I'm self-sustaining.
Well, and, if you can get cash.
I don't get food stamps.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't get food stamps, nothing like that.
I just do postal money orders. Here's the issue. There's something. Were you born in California?
No.
Where were you born?
No, I was born in Oregon.
Okay, but now your permanent home, your domicile is California. Is that correct?
No. My permanent domicile happens to be a sailboat. I go in between California, Washington, and Oregon pretty much on a regular basis.
No, I don't know.
I don't even know where I would reside. That's why I'm asking you. You seem to be pretty well informed about this whole thing, and I'm in a unique position.
You have to have one domicile, no matter how you look at it. You can do a lot of residing and residence, but you have to have one domicile somewhere.
I understand what you're saying. For paper documentation, I would have to rely basically probably on the registration on my sailboat, right?
Where's it registered?
So it's registered out of the state of California. So I guess my domicile would be California.
Yep, and you're in the territorial waters of California when you've got it hooked up, or you don't leave it out in the ocean. You actually come to shore, I presume, right?
Oh, I leave it in the ocean, actually.
Well, you got to come on the land once in a while. Are you doing all the work out in the ocean? Come on now.
That's what I got a dinghy for.
Okay.
I have a little tender,
let me get to the short story here. You're domiciled in California. No matter where, if you want to use any of the protections of our country, which you're automatically, they're with you. When you're born, you were, first of all, a citizen of Oregon. Right now, because your domicile is California, you are a citizen of California. Whether you like it or not, you are. And you have the protection of the Constitution of California, the real one, and the Constitution of the United States. Okay?
Okay, yeah, no, I've read them both. I just wanted to make it clear as to where I would reside in that. I've always been a little confused on that note because of the unique nature of my position.
Let me stop you. Reside is smoke and mirrors. It's irrelevant. It's where you have a domicile, and you only got one. So yours is in California. If you've got your boat there, that's going to be tied into where you would say that is your domicile, and that is where you get your protections, okay? Now, I would highly recommend...
That sucks. It sounds like I need to re-register my boat up in Washington or something, then, based on that. All right. No, you've given me good advice. I appreciate your time today, Mr. Wintrow. I'm sorry, Ralph. Okay. And I'll let you go. I just really have been... That's been a pressing issue on my mind for a while, is just how am I supposed to define myself to law enforcement?
You have to have a domicile in one of the several states, or you could excommunicate and be out in La La Land, and you're screwed. I highly recommend not doing that.
Okay, I've considered that in the past, and I've seen the ramifications of it.
You would be a man without a country, okay?
Yeah, no, I
see. You don't want to go there, okay?
Well, thank you, Ralph. I really appreciate your time. I'm going to let you go. You have a great day, man.
Okay, Tom in Florida, question or comment? Let's get started here.
Ralph, good day. Yeah, Ralph, good day to you. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Your last caller, that was a strange one. I got to say, if he floats into South Florida, maybe he can say he's an illegal alien and he can get everything he wants for free, medical and every other thing. I mean, I'd take advantage of that. If he said he spoke, he may not speak English, he can get all the free.
Well, now, the bottom line is, if you're born in this country, on the land, whether you like it or not, the only way you can get shed of it is you have to excommunicate with the blessings of the government. All of these other attachments are ways to con you. The Social Security... You sign up, you get up as a citizen of the United States. Okay, everything, drivers, all this stuff, each one of them are little branches on the thing. The key is to get your status correct in the public record, because they can't refute it, because it's self-authenticating. And if they try to, under 18 U.S.C. 911, that's a felony. Okay, and you say, and your evidence is, and they don't got it. They can't.
Ralph, can I say
And the courts are prohibited from declaring it. Does that give you a clue? 28 U.S.C. 201, they can make a declaration that a 501c3 exists as a, quote, citizen of the United States in the fictional world, they cannot make it on you. Is that telling?
Yes, sir. Ralph, can I say something now?
You're right, Ralph.
Can I say something?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ralph. Well, give me a minute. First off, Ralph, when he was born in the United States. He said he's born in Oregon, so he has a birth certificate. I don't know if he's a white male, a black male, a Mexican male. I don't know what his nationality is. It sounds like he's a white male, but he had a record right there the day he was born.
Let me stop. When you say born in the United States, he was born in Oregon, one of the several states, and by that he got the law of the land of Oregon as a citizen of Oregon. Okay, go on ahead.
Right. Yeah, well, listen, Ralph, he's already on record. So, listen, I don't know what he's going to hide from. He's got his boat. He can probably sail around the world. If he can go to another country, he had to. He can go ahead. Matter of fact, he might be wanting to go to Costa Rica or somewhere. What he's going to do, but the reason I called your show is this, Ralph. You mentioned something earlier, and the reason I'm really calling your show, I mean, that guy, he can have a nice sail. What I'm calling your show about is I listened to John Stadmiller last week, and John Stadmiller hit a grand slam when he brought out those tapes that he had on his air time about these rabbis and the woman in Sweden. And by the way, you're talking about Minnesota. Minnesota is basically a lot of Swedes there. I don't know. They're a very liberal culture. I know I'm from Illinois originally, and Illinois. And Sweden is basically what is controlling Minnesota, I believe. That's what they even call the football team called the Vikings. But let's get back to where I really want to talk about John. John had a tape that he played on his show for 10 minutes. And it was about these illegal, how these rabbis are telling the American public, you're going to accept all these illegals in Europe, and you're going to accept them in the United States, and at all costs. And he played those tapes, and I listened to his show that night, and they were talking about how there's a sect of Zionists, I don't know what you call them, Jews, whatever, they want to flood the United States with all this illegal immigration, the same thing in Europe. One lady's in Sweden saying, we're going to flood Sweden with these Muslims you're talking about. Did you see the kids in Philadelphia talking about, they had it all over all the news networks. Even CNN reported it a little bit about these Muslim kids saying they want to do they want to take out the Christians in this country. Did you see that?
I'm aware of it. Go ahead, Cal. Get to your point.
Ralph,
go ahead.
Well, Ralph, my point is this. John Stadmiller had it on his show that we are being controlled by a small minority. They're 2% of the population in this country. In Europe, I don't know what it is. Maybe you do, but they're the dictate of who's going to come into these countries of white Western Europe and United States of America, which was predominantly white at one time.
Okay, I believe it's not even. Let me add something to that. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Khazar Jews that came out of Russia, the Bolsheviks. They're the Ashkenazis now. They're in Israel, and then we got them over here. And then there's the Sephardic Jews, which are actually the true Israelites. They're treated like
Spanish. They're Spanish.
Well, they're treated like garbage. Yeah. But anyways, are the Jews controlling a lot of what's going on in the world? Absolutely, they are not controlling everything, because I guarantee you that I was raised in the Lutheran Church. You know, the Lutheran Church and the Catholic Church are encouraging illegals. They get $2,000 a head for every one of them that come in.
I'll hang on, Ralph. I want to tell you one more thing, please.
Okay. Well, we got to go to break, and then we'll move on. Go ahead. Hold on a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Back here. Go ahead, Tom. Finish up your point.
Yeah, Ralph.
Go ahead.
I'm here. The Catholic Church is financing a lot of these the caravans. Why isn't this Pope from Argentina? Why aren't these caravan? Why aren't these Central Americans going to Argentina, Colombia? They speak Spanish. Why are they coming here for the money? Why aren't they heading to where the Pope wants, Argentina? He's an Argentinian Pope. Why aren't they heading over that way?
Yeah.
Now,
well,
Donald Trump should be talking about that.
Yeah. Anyway, I get your point about what he's talking about the Jews, but let me give you something that just a piece of advice. The Jews are not responsible for everything going on in the world. Are they responsible? Do they do the money system? Yeah. It's called the Jewish Shatar, and there's a whole thing I could do a show on that. But they're not responsible for everything going on because the Lutheran Church is involved with it. The Catholic Church is involved with it. The preachers like that Hagee out of Texas, he's preaching blasphemy and he's making millions. Our churches, Christian churches. So you can't say all the Christian churches are bad. The problem is finding one that's not. And I highly recommend,
Ralph,
have you ever watched the movie Marching to Zion?
Ralph, I agree with you. I'm totally in agreement with you. It's not everybody's fault.
Have you ever watched the movie Marching to Zion?
Yes, okay. I did, Ralph. Why is Israel defending their borders? They're defending their borders. How come the United States ain't doing theirs?
Okay.
Israel's not letting 10 million Muslims sneak in there.
Let's don't get off on a whole bunch of other things. And I want to get to a point today that how we can go after them. You made your point.
I hope their sailor has a nice sail. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bye. So anyways, Ken in New York, you got a question or comment?
Yes, I have one that's more directly to what you were talking about. Are you aware of a case in Massachusetts that broke April 25th where a U.S. attorney just indicted a sitting judge and a trial court officer for releasing an illegal alien that was twice deported?
Oh, absolutely. I watched that. Yeah, finally. Yep, I'm aware of it. It was a woman. You bet.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to file that. I actually downloaded that case. I'm going to follow that one and see what happens. If they did more of that, all of these people in these sanctuary cities, they're all breaking the law. They're all breaking the law. That's why somebody doesn't go after them and nail them and sue the people that are damaged when they release somebody and he goes out and kills somebody. Why aren't they being sued? I don't know.
Well, to me, this is more than being sued. This is criminal.
There's
two obstruction counts, aiding and abetting, and the trial officer gets one for perjury.
Right. No, I think it's great. It's about damn time. And I think we finally have an attorney general, Barr, that's going to, things are, from everything that I can find out myself, because I'm not near as connected as a lot of these other high up people are, like Joe DeGeneva and Judge Hero and all these, Bill Steele and all these other guys. Indictments are coming. We just got to be patient. The tables have turned. And as they say, get the popcorn ready, because this is going to be fun. Okay?
I'm going to go butter my popcorn.
Yeah, okay. All righty. Ken, thanks. Thanks for calling. Listen, we've got to hold these people accountable. And one of the things is that they get us on, that I will state as a statement of fact. We have the Creator that gives us inalienable rights based in all the way through the Constitution, the Republican form of government, all that. And we have the other side, which is the devil, Satan, whatever you want to call them, how if there's one or more of them, whatever he is, Baphomet, the goat head guy, and all this other stuff. I just can't make this stuff up. The thing that happens is the evil side that's going on, that is prevalent in our world, cannot use what is on the Creator's site. Your name is not the same. It's always going to be in all caps. They change the name of the courts. They change the name of the seals, which is what I'm going to be talking about. They change all these things. They have to. They can't use the exact same thing. It's a lookalike, and that's why we have to learn to read very carefully, because what we're seeing is a con. And I'll get back to some examples, and I'm going to go into how we can go after these guys. And we're doing it. I'm going to do it. I got it. I do.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here, and this is just amazing, this information that's been there. And like I say, I have been after, there's a lot of us out here that have done this over the years. We go to find out that the judge doesn't have the proper oath of office. We find out that the governor doesn't. We find out the legislature doesn't. We find out the municipal people don't. We find out they don't have civil commissions, like in Alaska. They don't even issue them, even though it's mandated by the Constitution for the state of Alaska, for, not of, and it's also mandated by Alaska statute. And I got a letter saying, we don't do them. And you scratch your head saying, what the hell is going on here? Nobody has a requisite requirement. Now, if I don't have a driver's license, oh my God, let's go to jail in places. But for them, to get away with it. And then you go try to sue them, and they say, oh, we use the de facto doctrine. We know this person, judge. He maybe doesn't have the proper oath of office, doesn't have the civil commission, but it would be such a terrible thing in the public interest. All the cases, criminal and civil, we'd have to go back and retry. So we're going to go wink, wink, blink, blink. How do we nail these lying, thieving judges? And as I've already found out, which I'll get into if I have time, in North Carolina, but I'm going to cover Alaska and the feds right now in this show. How do we nail them? There's always a solution. Our Creator always gives us a way to expose the evil. It just takes a lot of work. We got it. What's it called? How do we get around this, quote, de facto office where they just go, wink, wink, blink, blink. Oh, yeah. I mean, I chased that tail. I have him for judges. I got him for every judge up to about three or four years ago. All this stuff. I found out they all have employee affidavits that are 100% correct. They're all employees. There are no public officers. What's the difference? A public officer has to be put in by the qualified electors of that state in an election, or be appointed by somebody that has the authority with a civil commission. How come they don't exist? I think that's a fair question. Well, first of all, under the National Voter Registration Act, which I found here a while back, there are no elections for them since 1993 and before, but let's just say 1993. The only elections held in our, quote, 50 states, which are not the several states, the elections, are only for citizens of the United States. It says so right in the frickin' damn act. Every state has adopted it. It says it's only for federal offices. And they redefine state. Why would we have to redefine the several states? Why? They can change one word and give it a whole new meaning. That's why we have to learn to read very, very, very carefully. The House of Representatives in the Constitution of the United States. And I didn't catch this. I just happened to be, I'm always aware of going through all these cases. I'm always looking for stuff. I'm always keeping my eyes open to learn. In the House of Representatives, who's supposed to put them in there? It says so very specifically. See, the problem we have is the people that wrote the Constitution of the United States. And it's the Constitution for the United States of America, not of. And the name of it is called Constitution of the United States. It's not the United States Constitution. It's not the U.S. Constitution. It's the Constitution of the United States. And you will see these attorneys that know what is going on, how they will swap back and forth. The United States Constitution is called the compounding of nouns. They use nouns as an adjective describing a constitution. Constitution of the United States is a single of, shows source, origin, relationship. The is an article between the subject and the object. There's only one of them. So important. And I'm definitely not an English major, I guarantee you. Anyways, Article 1, Section 2, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. People of the several states. People of the several states. The several states are sovereign countries joined together in the union of states for a more perfect union under the Constitution of the United States. What did they do to get us? They've been working on this for a long time before the Civil War. The 17th Amendment was a banner year, 1913. What happened to that? Do you know what they did to the 17th Amendment? They dropped the word several and just put the word state in it. People of the state. What does that open up to do? Why would you just drop the word? Why wouldn't you leave it there? It's in the Constitution of the United States. Those people that wrote the Constitution of the United States were really smart, multilingual. They looked at all different types of government. Why would we take out one word? Because now we can define the word, which is what they have done with code. They take a word and give it an exclusive new meaning used in that section or that paragraph or that title or wherever. There are so many definitions. How do you read what's going on if you don't look at the definitions? Because they redefine it, give it an exclusive new meaning. So they define in the National Voter Registration Act that a state is a, quote, state of the United States and the District of Columbia. So really, the state that you're voting in that act, it says it's only for citizens of the United States. That state is equivalent to the District of Columbia. Now, I don't remember the District of Columbia being one of the several states. I might be wrong. What we have, these, quote, states out here, are the same thing as the District of Columbia is to the United States, where Congress has plenary power. And these states out here, they have to go through the Buck Act and the Public Salary Act of 1939 under the, quote, federal areas were deemed to be there. We're not there, but we can be deemed to be there. We can be deemed to be in the land of Oz. deemed, that's a nice word. That's a damn fuck act. So were these, quote, states are nothing more than municipal entities just like the District of Columbia, because it's defined in the word state. And the only elections held are for federal offices, says so, right in the damn act. Well, how do you get anybody that holds a, quote, state office as a public officer if you don't have a damn election for them? You can't. The law does not like impossibilities. There's no elections for them. And they print it, if you know where to go read it. This is what started this nonsense out of the 17th Amendment. As soon as there were no parties to the Constitution of the United States, we had something called United States of America show up. From 1789 to 1913, the real party of interest in the federal courts was United States, no United States of America. In 1913, it changed. Well, what the hell? Was there some amendments? Did we lose the government of the United States? We lost the two parties that have standing in the Constitution of the United States, which are the people, i.e. citizens of the United States, privileges and immunities is in the Constitution of the United States. We lost the citizens of the United States, and we lost what else? The several states. How do they pull this off? They get us to sign up. That's why all of these things, driver's license, Social Security, they're all branches off of the tree. Wouldn't you love to have a benefit? How do you think Venezuela got in a damn predicament? They did. I listened to Denise DeSosa's wife. She's from Venezuela. She has first-hand knowledge. They promised the people benefits. Oh, it's going to be free this, free that. Come on in. And look where Venezuela is today. One of the richest countries in the world as far as oil and stuff, and they're looking for water and food. And this is what happens when you put these socialist, Marxist, anarchist dictators in charge with handing out benefits. It's been since Hayburn's case, 1792, all the way up through Babcock, Dismuth. Any time you accept a benefit, the court says, shut the hell up, take your benefit. There may be a remedy, there may not. The remedy may be totally screwed up. If you take the benefit, you're done. Babcock's one of the most famous, 1913, I think it is. Says it in plain English. So we started United States of America as a sovereign body politic, and I got 110 cases. How in the holy hell the sovereignty is with the people? Always has been. We, the people, created this stuff. We have a right to change it. How did United States of America become a sovereign body politic? Well, it started in 1913 because there are no parties to the Constitution of the United States, and today there are no elections for public officers in the several states. And I can prove it. If they print it, they don't hide it. They just don't put it all together. So you can, they'll tell you, it's all there. They put a piece over here, a piece over there, and you got to go read, and then you have to have something like Westlaw, especially the hot link. Because they have, well, this definition is over here in that act, and this definition is over here and here. How do you read something if you don't have it all together? It's like reading a letter, and you have to go look up what the words mean. Really? Is that the way we read letters? I don't think so. This is the con that's going on today. So how do we go after these usurpers, criminals, that are called judges? Well, first of all, when you go look at their signature, they like the one we had out here, they Vanessa White, and at the end of it, judge, like a Vanessa White MD. That's your qualifications. Why don't they say, turn it around and say, judge Vanessa White? Well, because she doesn't hold an office. She signs up Vanessa White, or, like in Gladden's case, Christina Ray, below it, Superior Court Judge. It's like a MD, PhD, Powell Higher and Deeper, or whatever's. They're telling us what they're doing. But there's more to it than that to be able to. You're not going to win on that. We got Vanessa White in Alaska to say, when we pushed her, she says, I don't have an oath of office as a public officer. I don't have a civil commission by the governor. Go to hell. And she signed it. Says, I'm an undersigned jurist. And she is. She signs legal documents, and she's got a law degree. I'll disagree. But what makes her documents legal? Because what I finally got to, had to get my head out of my butt, going down the same road, getting more oaths of office, more civil commissions, look for another solution. Because that is a fact of it, but it's not what I need to beat them, to expose them. And so I tripped on a case, and it said, if they don't have an office, or a, quote, de facto officer, you can't be a de facto officer. So what does that mean? I said, now, wait a minute here. This sounds really interesting, because they're always saying they're de facto officers. They're always de facto officers. Well, wait a minute here. Well, there's got to be some real truth in this now. So I started looking at it, and I have them module on this. I started looking, and I said, by golly, we got these guys. With all the other research that I'd done, and I had to do a little more research in Alaska, now I can be applied anywhere. Unbelievable. What does it mean? It says, there are several cases. Norton is a Supreme Court case, 1886, where there is no office, there can be no officer de facto, for the reason is there can be none de jure. Okay, so what's that mean? If it says, how do you get an office? That'd be the obvious first question. I got to understand what the heck is an office so I can find out if you are de jure or if you are de facto. It says, in these different cases, that the office has to be created by one of two ways, by the legislature, or it'd be Congress, or by the Constitution. So if the legislature creates an office, then there can be somebody that could fill that de jure officer. He would have all of the oaths of office, civil commissions, certificates of elections, whatever it was. Or the other one is there could be a de facto officer. He has none of the oaths of office, but there is an office there. He just doesn't have any of the, he hasn't done the stuff to get there, but he's appearing to be, and we've accepted him. He may not have the oath of office as a public officer. He may not have a civil commission appointed by the governor. He may not have a certificate of election by the qualified electors of the several states. But he's called a de facto officer. And we can't get rid of the bastard. They protect them. They protect their own. Like I say, you don't have the licensing and stuff for different qualifications, doctors and whatever profession you're in. If you don't have some of this stuff, you go to jail. There's no de facto smoke and mirrors protections. You will end up in the pokey. But not for the judges, because they're keeping their good old buddies in power. Well, guess what? They don't got no office either. And I'm going to go over Alaska. It's really slick what they did. It takes some work. Some of these different, you'll have to go back. Alaska's started off in 1959. It's not one of the several states. It says so right in the enacting clause. We come in equal footing with the other states. So we'll leave that alone, though. We've got to You can't fix everything at once. You got to pick.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, so it's an interesting thing. What they did is they created a constitution, the illusion of the Constitution. So they created 1959 in the Superior Court of the state of Alaska. Okay, in the Superior Court of the state of Alaska. They also created, the venue is called, the different districts, they were called Third District. Two words. And they had a seal of the Superior Court of the state of Alaska. Okay? That all those things, the seal of the court is to validate its authority and stuff. And there are actually some states, like I just found out, North Carolina doesn't have seals. So I don't know how to figure out how they get around that. But I know I can bust it. Anyway, so we have in the Superior Court of the state of Alaska, we have the Third District. And we have the seal of the Superior Court of Alaska. Now, when I was researching all this out, I went down to the Anchorage court system, and I asked, I said, do you have another seal? And the clerk didn't know what I was up to. Said, oh, yeah, we got one over here in the, we keep it in the clerk, in the, off, in the drawer here, but it's locked. We don't use it. And she put that on the document. They actually had the constitutional seal. She said, we just don't use it. Really? So they still have it. And I got a, it's in the public record. So what else do they have to do? Remember, they can never use exactly the same. Now, Dave Gladden went down to the archives in Anchorage and saw microfiche. And he got 21 documents in the 1960 to 61 era that says, in the Superior Court of the State of Alaska, 3rd District. These are on forms. They had a place for district, and they just fill in first, second, third, or fourth in Alaska. We got 21 examples of it, which is enough to prove that it exists. That's out of the archives. We had to prove, first of all, you got to have the statute. And I got those a long time ago out of Anchorage, out of the law library. They have a copy of them there. They're not on the internet. And now we have a copy of the actual, using it in the court. I have a, one copy of the seal that's in the public record. So now we can we have real evidence in the public record in the Superior Court of the State of Alaska, 3rd District, and a seal of the Superior Court of Alaska. Okay, so we got all those things now. So now the question becomes, and we had to go back to, they changed, I think, the name in 1974, I think, is when they made the official change. But I don't know for sure. But anyway, so now we have to look at, what did they do today? And where does it come from? Because there is an office established under the legislature for in the Superior Court of the State of Alaska, in the 3rd District. Okay? This is where Westlaw is really helpful. And but if you're going to go after any of these people, you're going to have to go to the archives somewhere. And there, and I have no idea where they would be. It's going to take a little work. So what do? They change the name of the court from in the Superior Court of the State of Alaska to in the Superior Court for the State of Alaska. Back in a minute.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.